Let's take the scriptures now, and we'll turn in our Bibles to Leviticus. Leviticus in chapter 3. And we will be reading verses 1 through 17 in Leviticus chapter 3. Leviticus 3, verse 1. These are the words of the living and true God. Now, if his offering is a sacrifice of peace offerings, if he's going to offer out of the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without defect before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slay it at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood around on the altar. From the sacrifice of the peace offerings, he shall present an offering by fire to the Lord, that the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, on the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove from remove with the kidneys. Then Aaron's son shall offer it up in smoke on the altar on the burnt offering, which is on the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. But if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord is from the flock, he shall offer it male or female without defect. If he's going to offer a lamb with his offering, or for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slay it before the tent of meeting. And Aaron's son shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. From the sacrifice of peace offerings, he shall bring it as an offering by fire to the Lord. Its fat, the entire fat tail, which he shall remove close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Then the priest shall offer it up in smoke on the altar as food, an offering by fire to the Lord. Moreover, if his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on its head and slay it before the tent of meeting, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. From it he shall present his offering as an offering by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. The priest shall offer them up in smoke on the altar as food, an offering by fire for a soothing aroma. All fat is the Lord's. It is a perpetual statute throughout your generations and all your dwellings. You shall not eat any fat or any blood. And those are God's words. Now you remember that we've heard so far, the Lord has covered the burnt offering and the grain offering and now the peace offering. And the purpose of this offering is not fully clear in the scriptures, but it appears at least to be a joyous occasion that represents that living communion and fellowship between the worshiper and Yahweh. You have the description again of the holiness of the Lord when we look at the passage, and these offerings must be without defect. They need to be perfect, pointing to that need of a perfect sacrifice that we find in Christ alone. And the chapter is divided into three sections concerning what the worshiper is to offer. And so he can offer a bull or a heifer, that's verses 1 through 5. He can offer one from the flock, that is sheep or a lamb, verses 6 through 11, or a goat, verses 12 through 17. The final thing you see, perhaps that's similar to the other sacrifices that we've covered, verse 2, is that the priest puts his hand on the head, that is, the high priest puts his hand on the head of the offering, and transferring symbolically the guilt of the worshiper to the sacrifice, even in that communing with Yahweh, or communing with Christ, pointing to that truth. And so again, here it's pointing again to that Christ took upon himself our guilt at the cross, dying there. And so we, in union with him, dying in him. And here we look again through sacrifice, we look at the sacrifice to Christ for salvation, and keep looking to Christ for communion with Him. Let's pray. Our Father, we are thankful that as these laws, these sacrifices were for the nation of Israel under the ceremonial law, we are thankful that we now have a high priest who has taken upon himself to be the sacrifice, not transferring the guilt, but having the guilt transferred upon himself on the cross. And as you are a holy God, you receive that perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sin. And there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Us, the church, who believe the gospel. And so, Father, we do thank you for Christ and giving Him, delivering Him over for us all, that we might in Him have all things. That is, the all things that we'll hear about in Romans 9 of being predestined, but also the calling and being justified, and what is implied in Romans 9, sanctification and glorification. All those things, and all the blessings that go along with those things, as we have even the Spirit in our hearts. And we give you praise today for the gospel and what your Son has done for us. Father, as we are in union with Christ, those who have believed, we pray that you would increase and help our communion with you and with Him specifically, that we would have a fervent love for Him, a zealous love for Him, and that we would have joy, that we'd find all our joy in Him, even in the midst of sorrows and weakness of the flesh, that we would still rejoice in the Lord for what He has done for us. Father, we, in our many circumstances in life, we have times of good and blessing, seemingly great blessing, and then there are times that are seemingly bad and crisis and pain of our bodies, and we pray that you would bring about a constant, even in the midst of struggle, in the good times, that we would have a constant focus upon your Son, a constant communion with Him, a constant knowing that He is with us, even when things are not going so well. Father, we know that on this earth that there are times that will not go well, because you have promised that we have tribulation in the world. And yet we ought to be thankful that Christ has overcome the world. And that we are more than victorious, more than conquerors through Him who has loved us. Father, we are thankful that you also work all things together for our good. All things, not some things, but all things. And for those who are called and those who are who have loved and continue to love you. Father, we are praying this day that you would be with our nation, that you would forgive ourselves for a constant grumbling about our government. Father, we need to, at least in some aspects, to remember that you have graciously given us a government. And it's a good thing to curb the chaos that would be there if not for the government. We see in some nations that the government doesn't do very well. And we see a great deal of chaos and lots of murder and vicious handling and stealing of people's property. And so, Father, we are thankful for the government you have given to us, though it is not perfect, though it is in great sin by not bowing the knee to you. Father, we do praise you for them, generally, what they are doing. And Father, we do pray that one day that even our nation would bow the knee to Christ that they would not laugh or rebel against him, even as our society continues to do today, but rather that it may be that you would cause our leaders to be saved, to rule according to your word, and bring about those principles that are found in your word, as it has to do with a godly government. Father, in these things we plead for your mercy. We know that our nation deserves judgment to be destroyed. And so, Father, we pray for your mercy and grace for the few righteous that remain. And that you would grow your kingdom on this earth. And that Christ would come again soon. Father, we ask these things, pleading that you would answer our prayers according to your will, that you would be exalted and praised in all things. For we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.